you in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on closing arguments in Hunter Biden's gun case.
A prosecutor told jurors Monday that no one is above the law as he urged them to convict President Biden's son Hunter on charges he lied about his drug use when he bought a gun in 2018. In his closing argument, prosecutor Leo Wise told jurors to focus on the overwhelming evidence against Hunter Biden and pay no mind to members of the president's family sitting in the courtroom, including First Lady Jill Biden. Defense attorney Abby Lowell told jurors the prosecution did not meet its burden of proving its case beyond a reasonable doubt. The defense has suggested that at the time he bought the gun, Hunter Biden did not consider himself an addict. I'm Julie Walker.
12 people are injured after a shooting broke out at a rooftop party in Wisconsin early in the morning hours of Sunday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes spoke to WKOW-TV.
10 of these victims suffered a gunshot or grazed wound. One was injured by broken glass, and another suffered a shoulder injury while trying to escape the fray.
Cheating on a test has taken on a whole new meaning.
Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda has apologized for massive cheating on certification tests for 7 vehicle models. The fraudulent testing at Japan's top automaker involved the use of inadequate or outdated data in collision tests and incorrect testing of airbag inflation and rear seat damage in crashes. Engine tests were also found to be falsified. Toyota recently stopped production of 3 models made in Japan. The deceptive test does not affect the safety of the vehicles already on roads. 2 other Japanese automakers, Mazda and Honda, also recently reported improper testing of their vehicles, but said they are safe to use. Ron Taylor reporting.
A good day for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was up about 70 points at 38,868. This is SRN News. Chrysler is recalling more than 211,000 SUVs and pickups.
The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they may experience a malfunction in their anti-lock braking control module. That could result in a failure in stability control and increase the risk of a crash. Chrysler is unaware of any related injuries or accidents.
A judge's order that 3 attorneys for Southwest Airlines get religious liberty training has been put on hold by a federal appeals court. A panel from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the district judge in the case likely exceeded his authority in ordering that training. This is an outgrowth of a case in which a Southwest flight attendant sued the airline and her union after she was fired for sending pro-life materials to a union leader. This is SRN News. Here's John Scott with the evening business report.
To a slightly higher close ahead of a week with several top-tier reports on inflation due, as well as the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, topping the record it set last week. The NASDAQ Composites ticked up 0.3%, also setting an all-time high. Energy stocks rose as oil prices regained some of their sharp losses. The Dow up 69 points today, closing at 38,868. The NASDAQ gained 59 to 17,192. The S&P 500 added 13 points today to 5,360. New York oil rose $2.21 to $77.74 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.